This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on Susan McCarthy. First name. Susan, S-U-S-A-N, McCarthy, M-C-C-A-R-T-H-Y. This is the clinical case of an 83-year-old white female that has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, that is most likely associated to diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and a diffuse atherosclerotic process and the aging process leading to nephrosclerosis. The patient has remained with an estimated GFR that is between 30 and 35 mLs per minute, and a serum creatinine that is 1.7. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio of 730 milligrams per deciliter. Taking into consideration that the serum protein creatinine ratio has been going up, that the patient has relapsing urinary tract infection, she is not a candidate to use SGLT2 inhibitors. We are going to start her on non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitor, Kerendia. 10 milligrams every other day for 1 week, and then daily. And we're going to check the BNP for hyperkalemia since she's taking losartan in 2 weeks. Following number, the patient has anemia that is treated with iron supplementation and the administration of Procrit every 2 weeks. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under fair control, hemoglobin A1C 7.1. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, atrial fibrillation that is treated with the administration of Eliquis. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is compensated. The patient will continue the regular schedule. We are going to see her in 4 months with laboratory workup. We are going to check laboratory workup and call the patient when the BNP gets here in 2 weeks. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 18 minutes, in the documentation 9 minutes.